Hello?
Hello, my name is Shanta from customer support. This number was left on our list for a callback.
I have no idea. Was this, I think I called you guys earlier. I'm trying to figure out who this is on my bank statement.
Oh, okay. Well, I can definitely take a look here. I got some additional information. May I get the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
Yeah, 60653. What company is this?
Well, hold on, 60653. Okay, we actually are a third-party call center. We assist with over 100 different companies that do online marketing and sales, like gadgets, sweepstakes, surveys, keto, things of that nature.
Yeah, there was a charge on my account since August for $67.32.
Okay. And your name, please?
Stephen Tate.
Okay, one moment, Mr. Stephen. And that's Steven, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. How do you spell your last name?
Tate. T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, T as in Tango, E as in Echo.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tate. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
It's 4659 South Drexel Boulevard, apartment 307, Chicago, Illinois, 60653.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir. All right, so to answer your question here, from what I'm showing, taking a little moment to load, so one brief moment, I'm sorry. Okay, yes, sir. So I have fully accessed the account here. From what I am showing, let me see here. There was an entry ticket that was done to win an ice maker. That was a payment of $5.74 shipping and handling that was initially paid out. With that information, it actually did advise that if you did not wish to become a member, where you can pick out many different trinkets and gadgets of your choice on our online website, we did request for you to give us a call back to cancel within 3 to 4 days. We didn't receive a phone call for cancellation, so you was placed in our monthly reoccurring of our membership program, where you receive a $125 gift voucher that you can use at our online web store.
Okay. So to me, that's fraud, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I did try to purchase the ice maker, but the ice maker never came.
Yes, sir, because of the sweepstakes to win. You have to check your email at sbtate67@gmail.com at the end of every month with that entry.
For real?
Yes, sir, I'm reading it from the terms and conditions from the website.
Yeah,
but if you're not wanting to continue, but if you're not.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If you're not wanting to continue, I'll be more than happy to get this account canceled out here for you and make sure there's no reoccurring charges.
Yeah, you can go ahead. You can go ahead and cancel. I actually already canceled the card.
Okay.
And I've actually filed fraud charges because that right there, $67 and some change for a sweepstakes. That right
yes,
there, that nah, that's not cool.
Okay. Yes, your card company has already been in contact with us. We have already provided them, your MasterCard company, with the terms and conditions from that sweepstakes. So, like I said before, I can definitely make sure that the account is canceled out. I do apologize.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I do have.
Go
sir,
ahead. Yep.
I'm just trying my best to assist you, but I'm not wanting to be rude to overtalk
you.
That's why I'm stopping. I'm sorry.
Listen, I know it's not your fault, but I'm going to tell you something. This is straight up BS. is what I'm going to say.
I am trying to help you by canceling the account.
That you could really help me at this point is to get me that $67.
I'm trying,
change.
Sir.
Wait a minute. Since August, is that what you're doing?
If you allow me to finish there, because I was going to assist by that with that most recent, because I can only assist with the most recent charge, but I can definitely get you over to my supervisor to see what more they can do. But as I was trying to say was I didn't want to speak over you because that would be rude. That's why I kept stopping. I never got a chance to finish what I was can assist with.
Okay. I'm sure you can understand that I'm a little irritated, and I'm sure this is not the first phone call that you have received from someone concerning this $67 and some change. Because I mean, to tell somebody that they're going that this thing that I just purchased, that I the $5 sweepstakes or whatever, I didn't even know it was a sweepstakes. I had no idea, none. And so, yeah, I knew you were only going to say that you could get me one month, and I mean that's typical. So if you can get me over to a supervisor, I would love to get my money back.
Thank you, yes, sir. Can you hold for me one moment where I can get that taken care of for you?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. One moment.
Yep.
Okay, I do thank you so much there for holding. I am getting you over to my supervisor, but I do thank you for calling customer support and being patient with me. You have a great day and happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Connecting over as we speak now.
Thank you.